Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
See, he was one of the Pharisees. Ask your neighbor, do you know who is a Pharisee? A Pharisee is far to see, yes. He's someone who refuses to see a servant of God. He says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Are you with me? It says, the same came to Jesus by night. He came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher from God. He said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher from God. We know that thou art a teacher from God. We, who is he referring to as we? All the Pharisees. The Bible says he was one of the Pharisees. He was one of the Pharisees, and he came to Jesus by night. He sneaked secretly. He came quietly. No one recognized him. No one saw him. The Bible says he came quietly to Jesus in the night. And then he said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that came from God. And why? Why did he alone, among all the Pharisees, come to Jesus? And here is the thing. He says, the reason is this. For no man can do these miracles that you are doing except God be with him. Amen. Except God be with him. It was only Nicodemus that could analyze the works and see the works and analyze it and say, no man could do these things. This cannot be of man except that God was with him. Hallelujah. None of the Pharisees. In fact, I want to show you something that the Pharisees did. In John, Mark chapter 3, his fellow Pharisees, they were all around. They saw all the works. He says, we know, we see. But look at this. He said, when you see the works and you do not acknowledge it, you cannot see the gift of God that is sent to you. When you cannot acknowledge the works, when you cannot have honor for the works, you cannot receive also the gift that God has for you. Great revelations were revealed to Nicodemus when he came to see Jesus. He was following a crowd. He was following a group. And that is why you have to come separately, singularly to God. You come with friends. You come with groups. You come with others, but you should see and say that this ministry has done this in my life. This has happened to me since I've been here. You should be able to see what has been done to you personally, what you have seen. And secretly acknowledge it. Leave the people who will criticize you. And that is what Nicodemus did. Amen. So in Mark chapter 3, look at this. Mark chapter 3. The same group of people. Verse 1. It says, and he entered again. This is Jesus. He entered again into the synagogue. And there was a man there which had a withered hand. A withered hand is someone who is like a leper. You know, you are like, you have leprosy. Have you seen someone with leprosy before? You know? It's like no fingers. You understand? when it's withered, now, it's the hand that they are talking about. You understand? It's gone. No fingers. They cannot hold. He says, and they watched him. Jesus was in the synagogue, and there was a man with the leprosy. And the Bible says, they watched him. You know who is they? The Pharisees. They were in the church. He says, they watched him, whether he will heal this man on the Sabbath day. They watched him. They were looking. Whether they will heal this man on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. That they might accuse him. Now, when you refuse to acknowledge the great works that God is doing through a servant, what comes from you is criticisms. Criticism. You see, for instance, what we have shown today, you know, some others who will not even think of the scriptures and think of what God is using a person to do, can take a section of it and put on social media and say all kinds of things to accuse him. If you do not acknowledge what God is about to do in a man, what you are going to do next is to accuse. So look at them. So now, look at this. You see, one thing is, God will not do anything without having a man. God has so much to do for us, but he's always looking for someone who will stand in the gap. So, and he said unto the man which had the withered hand, Jesus said, stand forth, come forth, let everyone see you. We are not hiding anything. Come forth publicly. Let everyone stand in front of them. And he said unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil? You see, because when you know to do good and you don't do it, you have done evil. When there is some opportunity for you to do good and you don't do it, whenever you withhold good, you have let evil have its way. Is somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? So he asked them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they held their peace. They were quiet and they were watching him. And when he had looked round about on them with anger, he looked at them and he could see what is in their hearts, filled with accusation, poised with cameras to take clips, to put on social media, to accuse, to write all kinds of things, to say all kinds of things. He says he was angry. He was filled with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts. The hardness of their hearts is that they cannot even yield their hearts to see the great works of God. The hardness of their hearts. The hardness of their heart is when even the word is preached to you, but you are so hardened. You are so hard. I don't believe these things. There's no heaven. There's no hell. The hardness of heart. They are deceiving us. They want money. There's no God. There's no God. There's no God. How can a man from Koligono do such things if God is not with him? If there's no God? Think about it. Think about it. He wasn't Bill Gates. I mean, does Bill Gates have ministries like that worldwide? With crusades? It's not with money. It's not done with money. That is what I'm trying to tell you. So he says he was filled with anger. And he said unto the man. stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched forth it out. And his hand was restored, whole as the other hand. Whole, completely healed. Like he was never a leper. Completely healed. But their hearts are so hardened and they still cannot see that God is at work here. That no man can do these things that this man is doing. They cannot see. Their hearts are hardened. They say, there's no God. And people say that today. There's no God. They see great works. There's no God. Hardened hearts. Hardened hearts for evil. But they believe in evil. And his hand was restored. And now look. And the Pharisees went forth. Straight away, took counsel. They gathered. Ha ha, we got him. They gathered. Took counsel with the Herodians against him. How they might destroy him. I tell you, that is why we acknowledge the servant of God. That is in our midst. That we do not destroy him. Amen. Is somebody with me? Yes. That we do not destroy him. Today is Honor Your Prophet Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, one time Jesus was also with his disciples. The disciples that he has been going and coming with. They've seen everything that he's doing. I'm telling you, if you don't stop to pay attention to the things that are right before you. Look at the books. Look at the Anakazo Bible School. Look at the campaigns. The evangelism worldwide. Look at Give Thyself Holy Conferences. Pastors worldwide, all over the world, gather before this man. Everything that the Lord put his hand on becomes large so that the best of the air is not meant. You are in a great place, I tell you. You know, in John chapter 14, Jesus was his disciples. And he said to them, because Thomas was wondering and Philip, they were asking, show us the Father. Show us the Father. Show us something. And then Jesus said, if ye had known me, in John chapter 14, verse 7, please. John 14, verse 7. He said, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. If ye had known me, you should know my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. From this moment, you know him and have seen him. And now look, he says, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will be enough. It will suffice us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Have I been with you all this time, and you still don't know me? You don't know who I am? How do you see me? For all that you have seen. And then Jesus said, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how seest thou then? Show us the Father. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. How come you are saying, show us the Father? It means your eyes are closed to what is happening. Believest thou not that I am in the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Don't you believe that? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the words. He is the one that speaks through me. It's not me. It's not my words. And then he says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, if you don't believe me, you see me as just a normal human being, a regular person, ordinary person. If that is how you see me, at least believe me for the very work's sake. For the very work's sake. Hallelujah. Believe me for the very work's sake. Amen. Are you with me? Yes. Believe me for the very work's sake. You want me to read one more scripture with you? Just let me read one more scripture. There was a blind man also who acknowledged the work of God through a man. A blind man. In John chapter 9 and verse 29. I believe you have all heard about this blind man that Jesus healed. Jesus opened the eyes of the blind man. Have you heard that story before? So this man was born blind. He was born blind. And he encountered Jesus and Jesus healed him. And so John chapter 9, and I believe verse 29, John chapter 9. So there was so many arguments about whether or not he's actually healed. And or he was even born blind at all. You see, how many people have heard that before? Oh, the miracles, they were staged. You know, they paid them to come. Have you heard that before? Jesus also had the same issues. It's not a new thing. So, do you have John chapter 9? Verse 29. Okay. John chapter 9 and verse 29. Let me read it to you. This is, again, the Pharisees, okay, who refused to acknowledge the works of God. He says, we know that God spoke unto Moses. As we know that God spoke unto Moses. You see, during Moses' time, do you know that there were many of them that didn't think that God spoke to him?
Oh, yeah.
Many of them. That is why I am saying we don't want to be those people. But we want to be them today that say we know that God is speaking through this man. We know that God is using this man. Amen. He said, they say that we know that God spoke unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. We don't know where he came from. This guy that is walking around here, we don't know where he came from. The man, the blind man who has received healing, he answered and said unto them, why? Here is a marvelous thing. That ye know not from whence he is. You don't know where he came from. And yet he hath opened mine eyes. He says, now we know that God also heareth not sinners. God does not listen to sinners. God does not use sinners to do these things. He says, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Him he heareth. Since the world began, this is where I want you to understand. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? Since the world began. Have you heard it before? He's asking them. This is how we have to analyze. And see, these are the works of God. This is the work of God wrought through a man. That no man can do these things except God be with him. Hallelujah. No man can do these things except God be with him. And so we don't want to be a church that refuses to honor the prophet or the messenger that God has raised amongst us. We want to be those children who acknowledge the work of God. He says, ever since the world began, no one has been able to to open the eyes of someone who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he couldn't have done these things. He couldn't have done these things. This is not a businessman. He wasn't born a writer. He didn't go to school for journalism. He didn't even go to Bible school. I am trying to point you out to the beginnings of this, how it was so insignificant. He never entered Bible school. But God raised such a person up to do these great works. And so, church, let's acknowledge what God has in our midst. And let us embrace the servant of God that is in our midst. And I believe God will bless us. Through a prophet, God took Israel out of Egypt and out of bondage. And again, by a prophet, God preserved Israel. Hallelujah. Clap your hands together for the Lord and rise up to your feet and let us pray. Let us pray. Father, we are thankful and grateful for your word. We pray, Lord, that you make us children who honor. Children who honor fathers. Make us children who acknowledge the works of God. May we never be amongst them that refuse to acknowledge your servant, that refuse to honor your servant. But Lord, as we embrace, as we welcome, as we accept the messenger that you have brought us, you say, unless we do that, we also cannot see you. Lord, we thank you that you are opening our eyes to acknowledge these great works that you are doing in our midst. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we pray, Lord, that you preserve the life of the prophet. Preserve the life of this messenger. A great general that you have raised amongst us. May he live to see a good old age, full of days, full of riches. And Lord, let not his eyes dim. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, I want to give you an opportunity. If you are here this afternoon, you are not born again. You have not given your life to Christ. In fact, you have said in your heart before that there is no God. But my brother, my sister, I want to bring to your attention today. Perhaps you may not hear this again until the day that you die. But I want to tell you, there is God. And there is heaven and there is hell. If you are here today and you have not given your life to Christ, in fact, if you die today, you are not sure where you will go. Because perhaps you are among them that have said, that you have said before, that there is no heaven and there's no hell. Today, I want to give you that opportunity to accept Jesus as your Savior. That if you die, you can assure yourself of eternity in heaven. If that is you, you want to give your life to Christ this afternoon, just lift up your right hand wherever you are and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here like that? You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to receive Jesus as your Savior? Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here like that? You are hearing a voice and say, maybe this is true. It is truth. It is real. It is happening. And this is your opportunity. You may not hear it again until the day you die. But when you die, you will come to that reality of eternity, that there is heaven and there is hell. Is there anyone here? You want to receive Jesus as your Savior? Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Anyone? Why don't you all join me and say this prayer together and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Please wash me with your blood. I accept you as my Lord, as my Master, and as my Savior. Lord Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen. You are the one.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 1810 Randall Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.